This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
واتخذوا من مقام إبراهيم مصلى وعهدنا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل أن طهرا بيتي للطائفين والعاكفين والركع السجود. وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا بلدا آمنا وارزق أهله من الثمرات من آمن منهم بالله واليوم الآخر قال ومن كفر فأمتعه قليلا ثم أضطره إلى عذاب النار وبئس المصير. وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا وبعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم.
جزاك الله خير. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. حياكم الله أيها الأخوة والأخوات وبياكم وطبتم وطاب ممشاكم وتبوأتم من الجنة منزلا. وأسأل الله تعالى الذي جمعنا في هذا المكان المبارك على طاعته أن يجمعنا تحت ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. I ask Allah عز وجل, as He has gathered us here today in the presence of the angels, to gather us all in a better gathering, inshaAllah ta'ala, the companionship of the prophets under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the day when there is no shade. لا زلنا مع سورة البركة التي هي سورة البقرة, سورة البركة. نحلق من خلالها وندخل بساتينها, هذه السورة الجميلة. We're still with the surah, سورة البقرة, or also the البركة, because the Prophet says it is the surah of blessing, filled with blessings. At home, no jinn, no shaitan will approach your home for 3 days if you're to recite Surah Al-Baqarah at home. Surah Al-Baqarah, and we have reached, after we have finished talking about the story of Musa with Bani Israel and the challenges that he went through, Allah Azza wa Jal, goes into a new chapter. وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمُ. And so Ibrahim, and remember, Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't say وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمُ, the address is to whom? وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ, يَا مُحَمَّدُ. Remember, يَا مُحَمَّدُ, إِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمُ. So all the Prophet Muhammad is not mentioned by name in the Quran, only a few, few times, a couple of times. Yet, in the majority of the ayat, when they're addressed towards Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. For instance, يسألونك عن الأهلة, or for instance يسألونك عن الروح. وإذا سألك عبادي عني, they ask you who is you? You is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Although Allah does not explicitly mentions him by name, yet it is known that the addressing is to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with certain kalimat. Here means commandments. فأتمهن. And he fulfilled them all. We will go through all these kalimat, or all the tests and the trials that Ibrahim alayhi salam has gone through. And then Allah says, فَأَتَمَّهُنْ, he fulfilled them. And hence, once he fulfilled them, then he deserved a reward. What is the reward? Imama. Imam. You will see even Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam will follow not just, you know, all the other prophets, including Rasulullah, as the dua of Rasulullah, which we will mention later on, that وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. I followed the millah, the sharia, you know, of Ibrahim alayhi salam. In fact, Aisha radiallahu anha, you know, the Prophet used to tell her, وَاللَّهِ عَائِشَ لَأَعْلَمُ, وَاللَّهِ عَائِشَ, I know when you are happy with me and when you're angry at me. How? أعلم أن لما تكوني راضية عني أو لما تكوني غضبانة عني. إذا كنت راضية عني فتقولي اللهم ورب محمد. وإذا كنت غضبانة عني تقولي ورب إبراهيم أو رب إبراهيم. When you're happy with me, when you swear by the Lord of Muhammad. But when you're not pleased or something is bothering you with me, you say by the Lord of Ibrahim. By the Lord of Ibrahim, she says, Wallahi ya Rasulullah, I only ma hajartu illa ismak, wa la ahjuru illa ismak. I only do the hijrah of your name. Yani I don't, if I'm angry at you, I'm angry not at you as a person, but just your name. I'm just angry, but just your name, ya Rasulullah. This ayah fiha tazkiyat Ibrahim alayhi salam. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate the rank and the status of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah Azza wa Jal, those who speak Arabi, إِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. But Arabi, ممكن Allah Azza wa Jal, عادي يقول, إِذِ ابْتَلَى اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. إِذِ ابْتَلَى اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. ولكن هنا قلبها. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ. يعني ربه فاعل لابتلى. وإبراهيم مفعول به. Here is just to, when you want to grantify something, you mention it in Arabic in this way. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى. And remember when your Lord tested, when Ibrahim was tested by your Lord with certain commandments, which he fulfilled. رَبُّهُ ابْتَلَى بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُ. إِنِّي جَعَلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا فَأَتَمَّهُ. بكلمات. كلمات يعني مواقف. كلمات means certain situations. Let me just remind you of this situation to see what Ibrahim had to go through عليه السلام. وقف ضد قومه وأبيه ومجتمعه بقول الحق. He stood against his own people. He stood against his own father. His father used to craft التماثيل, you know. His father used to craft idols. Imagine it is your father, not you, يعني. It is that father who crafts and makes idols that people are worshipping. When he will have that dialogue with his father, Ya Abati. Ya Abati, every time he has tried to, you know, give him this nasiha, Ya Abati, Ya Abati. إني أخاف أن يصيبك عذاب من الرحمن. موقفه في موقف تحريقه في النار. The other ابتلاء that he went through when he was thrown into the fire. So from the ابتلاء or the trial of his parents when his father kicked him out, to the ابتلاء of the fire, being thrown into the fire, we're going to go through them. It's been said, subhanallah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they threw him into the fire, and then the ابتلاء of Jibreel coming to him, asking him, Ya Ibrahim, do you need some help? And then he says, from you, no, but from Allah, yes, hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. You know, this is an ibtila in itself, where Jibreel comes to him seeking, you know, do you need some help? And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the fires, Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman, qalu, tufi'at jami'u an-niran. Lama qal, Ya naru kuni barda, tufi'at an-nar. Fi al-alam. وسلامة طفئت لما قال عن إبراهيم طفئت النار عن إبراهيم والنيرات الثانية في العالم قام قالوا إني شرحت. When Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Ya fire, O fire, be cool and peaceful, all the fire all over the world, subhanAllah, it's been said that got extinguished. And then when Allah says, particularly on Ibrahim alone, then the fire that they lit up to put Ibrahim in, got, Ibrahim too was thrown into the fire, but the fire didn't burn him. Yet, subhanAllah, Allah Azza wa Jalla turned off the power of that fire not to burn. Yet, the fire all over the world got, instead of being extinguished, they got lit up again. Because the address was to the fire that Ibrahim was thrown into, alayhi salam. By the way, something that just came to my mind. When Allah Azza wa Jalla told the fire, Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman, isn't Allah able to tell or to say to the fire that is now being lit in Gaza, of Daffa, of Lebanon, isn't Allah Azza wa Jalla able to extinguish that fire too? Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Qadir, is all, could be, and it is. The same fire that Allah Azza wa Jalla, extinguished at the time of Ibrahim, Qadir, he's able to tell the fire in Gaza. But our problem is tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our problem is iman billah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They can't do nothing. Everything happens with the will and permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yanqusuna tawakkul. When Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah Al-Anfal, when the Prophet in the battle of Badr, Irmi, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. You did not throw when you threw, but it is Allah Azza wa Jal who aimed. It is Allah who threw. When the Sahaba, they were outnumbered by Quraysh. And then the Sahaba, he heard, throw. It took a piece of dust and then he threw it. وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ. It's not you who threw. You just, Allah is asking for an action. But what's to happen is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But from you and I, what's needed is the action. فَلَمْ تَقْتُلُوهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ قَتَلَهُمْ. It is not you who stroke. It is not you who kill them. It is Allah who killed them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibtila ma'an Namrud. His ibtila, the trial with that Namrud. The one who claimed he is the Lord. قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. قَالَ أَنَا وَحْيِي وَأُمِيتُ. That was another trial that Ibrahim has gone through. The ibtila of the wife that cannot conceive. That's another huge ibtila. Do you know the wife? What he had, Sarah, for years. He was over 70 years old, and she couldn't conceive. That's an ibtila in itself. The ibtila when he went to Egypt, and that tyrant that was there in Egypt who took his wife, Sarah, that was another ibtila. Look at how many ibtilas he went through. If the wives, if the women are here, or maybe online, the ibtila of two wives. Isn't that an ibtila? Maybe that's the worst type of it. No, it's not. Is it the worst type of ibtila? It could be easy, it could be hard. La, ask the people who went through it, my man. They would tell you. It is a tough one. It is a tough one. Although he's a prophet, Sarah, Hajar, there's so many narrations, subhanAllah, from the Israeliyat, the Israelis, these narrations that said that Sarah she got jealous, and she says, no way, she's not staying here, and this is why he picked up his wife Hajar, then he traveled, right? But it was Hajar who offered. It was actually Sarah who offered that maid, who was made initially, Hajar, to Ibrahim alayhi salam. So that in itself is another ibtila. Ibtila of taking his family and throwing them or leaving them in the midst of the desert. Ibrahim, take your wife, yalla, and Ismail. After such a long time of seeking to have a baby, now I have a baby. I'm so happy. I'm a happy dad. I'm a happy father. Okay, you're a happy father, take your son. Take it. Where? His baby still. Take him out in the midst of nowhere. في بيت غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم. It's in a valley that has no vegetation. Ibrahim revealed. Ibrahim, stop. He stopped. Ibrahim, leave your wife and leave. And then he left. And his wife was there. With whom? With her son, Ismail. Isn't that a test? That's another test. I'm counting all the tests that Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the other ibtila when he was told to sacrifice his son. I think that's the most. Maybe that's the most difficult one. Maybe that's the most, that's more than having two wives, huh? Yes, of course. I'm being recorded. Right. Yes, it is. Imagine, you know, you go to sleep, you get up, and then you have to go, and then you go to your son. And then the son who doesn't run away, the son who doesn't go to the mom and says, Mom, Abui became Majnun. Astaghfirullah. Yeah, mom, the father wants to kill me. Help me. La. The son who is such obedient, who told him, Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar, satajidni insha'Allah min as-sabirin. Oh, my father, do as you were told. If'al ma tu'mar. He did not tell him, by the way. He didn't tell him, Ya father, sacrifice me. Inni arafil manami anni adbahuk. Ya abati adbahni. Ya abati adbahni. Inni I see in the dream that I am sacrificing you. So he could have told him, okay, my father, sacrifice me. But the son said, Oh, my father, do as you were told. If you were to do something more than just sacrificing, do it. That's another ibtila. The ibtila of building the Kaaba as well. You know, this is a big, very huge task that he was being, you know, that has been, he's been appointed to, you know, to build the Kaaba, alayhi salam. فَلَمَّا نَجَحْ قَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فَأَتَمَّهُنْ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. مفهوم الآن كيف؟ When he fulfilled all these tests, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Ya Ibrahim, now it is the payback. It is the reward. The reward is, you are the Imam of all the Anbiya wal Mursaleen. You are the Imam of all the Prophets and Messengers. It is, and he is, the very first one, alayhi salam, as I mentioned earlier, من حافظ على خصال الفطرة كما حافظ عليها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ما في نبي, أول نبي, the very first prophet who preserved the natural virtues, or what we call the fitra, or the inclination. The fitra, let's count them. There are 10 fitras. Yalla, asha. Wake up. I know I make you go sleep, you know, because I don't go crazy now. I'm just going easy and slowly. I don't want you to sleep. But if you're feeling sleepy, I'll give you some sugar. I have andi shay hina. Then I can give you some shay, inshallah ta'ala. If not, there are 10 of them. Each 10 of them. قص الشارب من الفطرة. The shortening of the mustache. The Prophet used to do that. صلى الله عليه وسلم. إعفاء اللحية من الفطرة. Letting the beard grow is from the fitrah. The very first one who did that, Ibrahim alayhi salam. The circumcision, khitan. Did you know about this Muslim who just embraced Islam? Did you hear about him? No? He embraced Islam and he was so happy. People came to him and they hide. Yeah. This Arab guy came. He says, yeah, now we have to do the khitan. He says, what? He says, khitan. We have to go change your name and then we have to do khitan. He says, what's khitan? He says, cut. He says, no, I don't want Islam. I don't want again. If you leave Islam, we cut again. What cut? Cut your head. You come in, you cut, you leave, you cut. He says, nobody told me about this. He says, no, nobody told me. Ibrahim alayhi salam, it's been said, he was the very first one. He was 16 years old. He took an axe when he was ordered. وراح أختن نفسه ختن نفسه nobody was there. And he cut that extra skin, you know, came out, and he hit it with the axe, the khitan, عليه السلام. قص الشارب, إعفاء اللحية. What else? Number three, نطف الإبط, plucking the under the armpit. It is from the fitrah. You brothers, did you do that? Yes, good. It's from the fitrah, it's from the sunnah, it's from the fitrah. You say sunnah, it's sunnah, but it's beyond, it's fitrah. حلق العانة, the shaving of the private parts, is also from the sunnah and from the fitrah. Yes, the, not from, but السواك, it's from the sunnah and from the fitrah as well, السواك. الخيتان, قلنا الخيتان, تقليم الأظافر, the trimming of the nails is from the sunnah and from the fitrah. Not to let your nails grow. It's from the fitrah. مشط الرأس سبحان الله combing your hair is from the fitrah. Actually go like this until you can't see. يعني combing your hair or brushing your hair is from the fitrah. From the sunnah, from the fitrah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And last, this last one, number 10. تقليل الماء عند الوضوء أو عند المضمضة. تقليل الماء. You know, when you make wudu, when you take a shower or a bath, not to waste the water. It's also, you know, from the fitrah and the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. By the way, with regard to the khitan is also happening in Jannah. When you go in, نعم. يوم القيامة يبعثون غرلاً محجلين غرلاً beardless. You see, to grow beard here, but in Jannah nobody will have no beard inshallah ta'ala. But محجلين غرلا, they will be, you know, circumcised subhanallah in Jannah, circumcision. فلما نجح, so when he fulfilled all those tests, now came the المكافأة or came the reward. وهل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان؟ Then Allah says سبحانه وتعالى, in what surah? You all know it, huh? هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان؟ فبأي آلاء ربكما؟ You all know that surah and you all love it. Surah الرحمن. What is the reward of إحسان except إحسان? Somebody does إحسان, he fulfilled all the commands. So we need to reward that person. Right. هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان؟ As I said, what is the reward? You are the Imam. كل الأنبياء من بعدك يا إبراهيم من أتباعك حتى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أي نبي يأتي من بعد إبراهيم عليه السلام فهو من أتباع إبراهيم لأنه إمام. Any prophet who comes after Ibrahim, he is the follower of Ibrahim. موسى, عيسى, نوح, whatever. Why? Because Ibrahim is the Imam of all the Anbiya. And the Prophet Muhammad, when he used to wake up, he used to make this dua. I'm sure some of you may have memorized this dua. أصبحنا على فطرة الإسلام وعلى كلمة الإخلاص وعلى دين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى ملة أبينا إبراهيم حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين. Huh? Even Rasulullah used to make this dua. أصبحنا. This is our sabah, this is the day. We start our day with على فطرة الإسلام, the fitrah, the inclination of Islam. وعلى ملة وعلى كلمة الإخلاص, saying the كلمة الإخلاص, the كلمة of إخلاص, of sincerity. What is the كلمة of sincerity? لا إله إلا الله. So you wake up in the morning based on these, and then the Prophet says ودين نبينا محمد. Even the Prophet used to say in دين نبينا محمد. I wake up following the deen of Nabina Muhammad. If you were to die, the Prophet says, you die, you know, under the millah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَعَلَى مِلَّةِ أَبِينَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And upon the millah, the sharia of Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. قَالَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. When Allah Azza wa Jalla told Ibrahim, this is the reward is the imam. And then Ibrahim right away thinks of his followers. He thinks of his descendants. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّةِ اللَّهِ. Also my dhriya will be imam. قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. لَا 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 إِبْرَاهِيمِ. You na'am. But not all from your dhriya. Not all from your descendants. Because from your descendants, there will be people who will be worshipping cows. Because from your descendants, there will be people who will be worshipping rats. Because from your descendants, because of your descendants, some of your descendants will be worshipping people. Some of your descendants will be worshipping shayateen. So it's not all of them can be imam. La 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 la. قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. My ahd. The deen. لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. My promise. My promise cannot be fulfilled through the dhalimeen. And here's the dhalimeen here. Allah Azza wa Jalla means here ash-shirk. والظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة. The ظلم is ظلمات, is darkness in the day of judgment. But the greatest ظلم is shirk. إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. in the shirk. Shirk is, you know, polytheism is dhulm, dhulm adhim. Dhulm to whom? Dhulm to whom? You, to yourself. لَيَنَا الْعَهَدِ الظَّالِمِينَ, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says. وَإِجْعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا. And we made the sacred house the center of sanctuary for the people and safety. Al-Bayt. Al-Bayt, brothers and sisters, here. وَذْكُرْ لَهُمْ يَا مُحَمَّدٍ. Again, the addressing is to Muhammad, عليه السلام. And Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the story of Al-Bayt. Bayt in Arabic means house. Bayti, housey. How do you say that in Urdu? Gal. Gal. In Arabic is Bayt. But when we say Bayti, is my house. My house. So Allah here is talking about the house of Allah. The house of Allah, this is the house of Allah. But when we talk about, precisely here, talking about Mecca. Talking about the Kaaba. I will explain inshaAllah ta'ala. وَإِجْعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا مَثَابَةً مِنَ التَّوَابِ. مَثَابَة. مَثَابَة here comes from تَوَاب. The تَوَاب, the reward, the تَوَاب. Right? Don't you say in Urdu سَوَاب? سَوَاب. The سَوَاب of praying in Mecca. And like praying in any other spots in the world. You pray in Mecca, it's not like praying in Medina. It is not like praying in Palestine. It is not like praying in Al-Falah. Praying in Mecca, whether you pray near the Kaaba or outside from the Kaaba or anywhere in Mecca and the sacred land, you will get the 100,000 tawab. وَإِجْعَلْنَا الْبَيْثَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا. أَمْنًا. Subhanallah. Amn. Secure. It's a place of, you will feel that security. Have you been there, maybe some of you? You know, especially for Hajj. You know, people who do Tawaf al-Wada'a. The last day is the saddest day. أنا بأخذ من تفسير. ما بأخذ من تفسير أخونا أبو عمر. بأخذ من تفسير التواب. قالوا أنه ثواب وهو يعني من الثواب. المثابة يعني ثواب. والله أعلم. أنا بجبد يعني والله الحمد لله لما أقعد في الأوفيس يعني هالتفاسير اللي باخذها تفاسير من so many books. فوالله تعالى اعلم. It could be, بس through my studies it is actually, you know, الثواب. والله اعلم. But here الامن. الامن. Why did I mention طواف الوداع؟ يا اخي طالع هذا وبعدين بتكلم. طواف الوداع. The وداع is the farewell طواف. The farewell طواف is not actually for those who do umrah. A lot of people, they think that when I do umrah, I have to finish with Tawaf al-Wada'. Tawaf al-Wada' is an obligatory action, is wajib upon the people when they do Hajj. The last thing that a person should do after leaving the manasik is to conclude their rituals with Tawaf al-Wada'. There are many types of Tawaf. There's Tawaf al-Qudum, then there's Tawaf al-Wada', there's Tawaf al-Ifada, there's Tawaf al-Nafl. There are many types. So this particular Tawaf is called the farewell Tawaf. This is the last thing you should do. And the Hukum, the ruling of this particular tawaf, once you do it, you've got to leave Mecca. You may ask the question, Sheikh, my bus, it's, you know, it's get crowded here, and my bus is leaving in, you know, in 7 hours. But, you know, and I was told to do it early because I don't want to miss my bus, or I don't want to miss my train, or I don't want to miss my flight. نعم يجوز. If you were to do it, but it's the last thing that one should do. And then you go wait for your bus or whatnot. But normally you should do it and then straight to the airport and leave Mecca. You cannot be doing that Tawaf al-Wada' and staying alone and then you just go around shopping. خلاص, you did Tawaf al-Wada'. That should be the last action that you should conclude your rituals with. But let's say I got stuck, but I need to eat. Okay, so Tawaf al-Wada', I can't eat. La, you can eat, of course. But the Tawaf al-Wada', the plane got delayed. I just got a call, it got delayed. 24 hours, and I just heard the Adhan. So shall I stay? What shall I do now? I went a little bit beyond, huh? We're talking about Ahkam al-Hajj wal-Umrah now. If you, or Hajj, طيب, the flight got delayed 24 hours, then khalas, go back and pray in the Haram, and then renew the Tawaf, another Tawaf before you leave Mecca. So Tawaf al-Wada', why did I mention this? People who do Tawaf al-Wada', the majority, subhanAllah, they're coming out tears in their eyes. Amen. security. You feel secure, feel peace in Mecca. Yes, it's buzzing, so busy. You feel sometimes people say, well, I feel more peace in Medina. صح, ممكن. Medina is more calm, for sure. It's more calm. But Mecca, it is Mecca. It is the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That Mecca is like a magnet. Magnet that attracts people's hearts. You may get sick, not sick, yeah, and you're tired because it's so busy, the tawaf. You go upstairs, you go downstairs from your room, and then you have to go, and then just these masses of people going to the tawaf and to pray, and then you have these soldiers and the authorities, and sometimes they say, no, you can't go this way, and that way, and they say, khalas, I just want to do my thing and leave. And as soon as you leave, you miss Mecca already. You miss it. Why? Because of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam that he made for Mecca. وَاجْعَلْ أَفِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ الْفُؤَاد. And make the Fu'ad. Fu'ad, subhanAllah, the name of heart in Arabic has several names. You know, like قلب, الفؤاد, اللب. There are certain, you know, connotations to each term which describes heart. Allah Azza wa Jalla says here, وَجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ the dua of Ibrahim, and make أفئدة, which is زمع of فؤاد. فؤاد means here heart. In English you say heart, but Arabic it says فؤاد, not قلب. Why? The deep inside of the heart, it's called فؤاد. Doesn't your wife call you فؤادي? No, she doesn't call you فؤادي. What she calls you?
Hassan.
Hassan. She doesn't call you nothing. Yeah, فؤادي مفيش. مسكين أنت والله. ها؟ شيطاني؟ كنت شيطاني؟ استغفر الله العظيم. So الله سبحانه وتعالى says واجعلنا البيت مثابة للناس وأمنا. وأمن, the أمن. You feel that peace, سبحان الله. Unless if you may have heard the incidents that happened there a long time ago when this group came in and started firing, and you know, it was big there, you know. And other than that, there was nothing ever happened in Mecca. Mecca is the place of security. You feel amen. You feel safe. There's no fighting. There's no killing. Even yahi birds, even insects, even whatever. Subhanallah, even trees, even branches you cannot touch. Because it's called the haram. Everything is safe there. You enter the, it's safe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. And take from the standing of Ibrahim, this is nice. And take from the standing of Ibrahim a place of prayer. There's two recitations, قِرَاءَتَان. وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. اتَّخَذُوا الأنبياء من قبلك اتَّخَذُوا هذا المقام مصلى إبراهيم. لما طاف الأنبياء من قبلك والأنبياء اللي جاي حيجوا من بعدك واتخذوا إن الورش واتخذوا الحفظ واتخذوا من مقام إبراهيم مصلى. And take from the station or the standing of Ibrahim مصلى. قيل what's مقام إبراهيم. Today when you go to Mecca you see this little piece in the center there close to the Kaaba. It's called the station of Ibrahim. They call it مقام إبراهيم, station of Ibrahim. There's about three opinions with regard to the maqam. قالوا المقام إبراهيم مكة كلها مقام. أينما تصلي فهذا المقام ولك الأجر به 100,000. They say مكة in its entirety is مقام إبراهيم. Is مقام, the standing of prayer. Because anywhere you pray in Mecca, you get the أجر, the reward of 100,000. فمكة كلها مصلى. مكة is all the prayer, or a place of prayer. Number two, they said المقام مصلى, المراد بالمصلى هنا الدعاء. واتخذوا من مقام إبراهيم دعاء. خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم بها وتزكيهم وصل عليهم إن صلاتك سكن لهم. وصل عليهم يعني وادعوا لهم. So there's another opinion that says that Al-Musalla here, take from the standing of Ibrahim. Musalla means a place of dua. Because Allah says, here when we make tafsir of Quran with Quran, when Allah Azza wa Jalla told Prophet Muhammad, وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلِّ يعني صَلِّ, if you translate that linguistically, pray, يعني صَلِّ, no, here it means make du'a for them. So there's another opinion that says the maqam of Ibrahim, the station of Ibrahim, is a place of du'a. And they said, number three, the third opinion is that هو الحجر الذي قام عليه إبراهيم عندما كان يبني الكعبة. And this is the most authentic opinion. It is the حجر, that station where Ibrahim used to stand to build the كعبة. This is why the Prophet Muhammad used to, you know, when he finishes the tawaf, he would go and pray to the Kaaba behind that station. But subhanAllah, كان المقام, يا أخوة أنتم منكم ما تعرفوا الكلام هذا, كان المقام عن يميني الباب. You know, the maqam today is not by the bab. The bab means the door of the Kaaba. But at the time when Ibrahim built the Kaaba, the maqam, the station, was on the right of the door of the Kaaba. And what happened there? This maqam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, used to, because as he was building the Kaaba with his son, the Kaaba at some point became, خلاص, it's now I'm only here, I can't reach more. So he needed something to elevate him. Ismail is not going to come and grab his father, yalla, go, nah. Or didn't have a step like this. Or so what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought this stone that used to lift Ibrahim up and down, up and down. And made tawaf with Ibrahim alayhi salam, according to the tafsir, subhanAllah. So Ibrahim needs to go make a rock here, put a stone here, put a stone here, and then the rock is going with Ibrahim. Right? To complete the completion of... I will come back to that.
وَعَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ أن طهر بيتي للطائفين والعاكفين والركع السجود. هنا نفى الله سبحانه وتعالى العهد عن الظالمين وأثبت العهد لإبراهيم وإسماعيل. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you may take the station of Ibrahim as musalla, and we entrusted Ibrahim and Ismail to purify my house. Right in the same ayah, Allah azza wa jalla says, and we entrusted Ibrahim and Ismail and طهر بيتي, طهر, keep this place pure. Pure with what? بيتي, we said بيتي is مكة. جعل الله الكعبة البيت الحرام. الكعبة is the بيت. هدي البالغ الكعبة. هدي, the هدي in حج. When do people offer the هدي? In منى. In منى, صح? هل منى من الكعبة? ليست من, ولكن هنا الله عز وجل قال هدي بالغ الكعبة, يعني البيت اللي هو مكة كلها. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we entrusted Ibrahim and Ismail to purify my house. وَطَهِّرْ بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْعَاكِفِينَ, to those who make tawaf, to those who make i'tikaf, and those who make sujood, and يعني those who pray, who prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قِصَّةُ الْكَعْبَةِ, if you allow me, inshallah ta'ala, if you allow me, please, because this is very important. The story of the Kaaba. Ibrahim came from Sham, right? With the story of So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Ibrahim to build the Kaaba. Ismail was a hunter. Kan sayyad, Ismail. Yasid. There he was, كان جالس تحت شجرة, هذا إسماعيل. يبرئ أو يبرئ يعني سهامة التي يرمي بها في الصيد. So he was sitting under a tree, sharpening his arrows. صح. And then Ibrahim came to him. Beta. He didn't tell him beta, but he told him, my son Ibrahim, I was ordered to build the Kaaba, so I need your help. And then Ibrahim right away, Ismail right away left the bow, the arrows. And he went on, yes, right away, Dad, right away. You need stones, right? Yes, we need stones. He described him what he needed. So he went, Ismail started going and getting stones to his father, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Inna Allah amarini an abniya ala hadihi al-rabwa bayta. So he built the house, the Kaaba. And initially the Kaaba had two doors. جَعَلَ لَهَا بَابَانَ بَابٌ مِنَ الشَّرْقِ وَبَابٌ مِنَ الْغَرْبِ. He made two entrances, one entrance and one exit. Now you see only one entrance, which is in fact, you have to climb up like stairs. At the time of Ibrahim, no, the door was actually on the ground. So one door from the east, for الشرق, when the sun rises, and one from the west, when the sun sets. So two doors, one in from one out. هكذا. وَجَعَلَ لَهَا رُكْنَيْنَ. And it had two main rukn, yani corners, although there were four corners, but there are two main ones, the Yemeni corner, and the corner where they will start the tawaf from, where people will start the tawaf from, because okay, there is nothing that identifies where people will start the tawaf from. So he needed something special, right? He needed something special. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the hajar, the black stone, what we call it, the black stone, and then he put it in that corner. All right, the tawaf will start from here, right? So this was the Kaaba. So لما ارتفع البناء صار صعب على إبراهيم بإتمام الكعبة. So as they were building, it became hard on Ibrahim to reach the height, you know, of building and completing the Kaaba. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned, sent down this rock, this, you know. Those of you who may have seen pictures, or you may have seen it in fact live, when you saw those two steps, there are steps in there, you know, in the Maqam, the station of Ibrahim. Apparently, that's where Ibrahim alayhi salam used to stand. But that particular place was like an elevator, up and down, and يتحرك معه أو يتحرك مع البناء. وبنى إبراهيم عليه السلام سبع رصات أي طبقات. سبع رصات. So he built these seven levels. One level, two level, three level. Maybe this is why there's seven tawaf. One level, two level, three level, seven, four, five, six, seven. Until he reached the seventh level. And there was no ceiling. The Kaaba today had ceiling. صح ولا مو صح? The Kaaba today. Does it have a ceiling? Yes or yes? Yes. I'm just doing this so I can wake you up. Huh? At the time, there was no ceiling. It was empty from the top. And had no cover. There was no cover. There's no black cover that you see. The very first person who covered the Kaaba, who clothed the Kaaba, is Tubba, the king of Yemen. Long time ago, who saw a dream that he, you know, he meant or he wanted to actually go and destroy the Kaaba. And then he saw a dream, you know, and Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he was afflicted with some skin disease. So they told him, oh, because his priest told him, because your aim or intention was to destroy the Kaaba, you need to do something good to the Kaaba. So he covered it, he clothed it. And the clothing was not black initially, it was many colors, yellow, red, white, until the sulutat, until the people of Al-Sa'ud came in, and then they, you know, changing into black. So this is the, in a nutshell, the story of the Kaaba. So he built the Kaaba with this station of, or with this station, with this maqam, or this hajar. And then when he finished building, this is interesting, and this answers the question of you and I, the days of Hajj. It took him 7 days, the seventh tawaf. On the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, when he completed the building, Allah Azza wa Jalla told him, Ya Ibrahim, you need to call people for tawaf, to come and do tawaf. Rabbi قال, أين يصل صوتي من الناس? يا إبراهيم عليك النداء ومنا البلاغ أو علينا البلاغ. والله, how can people hear my voice? Ibrahim, go call people to come and do tawaf and hajj, يعني. Ya Allah, how can they hear my voice? There's nobody here. From you is the call, from us is to convey the message. Again, he used the same, there are two narrations. One narration that says, the maqam, the station, those rock that used to lift him up, lifted him up so high, and he made four calls. One call from the north, one call from the south, one call from the east, one call from the west. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna Allah amarakum bil hajj fahujju. All you people, Allah has ordered you to come and do hajj, come and do hajj. And Allah made his voice be heard from all people on the north, people on the south, people on the west, people on the east. The other narration says that he went to Arafah. And then he stood on the mount on Arafah, and there he called people to perform Hajj, and Allah Azza wa Jal made his voice being heard by mankind, subhanAllah. Antahir bayti. Antahir bayti. Allah says to purify the house. To those who make tawaf,
to those who make i'tikaf and to those who pray. I'm almost done, brothers. هذه الآية اشترطت فيها وجوب الطهارة لدخول مكة أو لدخول المسجد. In this particular ayah, it is the fiqh, you know, the fiqh rule now that because of this particular ayah, non-purified people. Hold on a second. This is the very ayah that prohibits non-Muslims from entering the haram. You've been to Mecca before? Okay. So you came from Jeddah, صح? So as you came from Jeddah, you took the bus or maybe you took the train today or maybe you took a cab. And then you were going. As you Jeddah is still in the haram. It's not in the sacred area. So as you're driving towards Mecca, right? All of a sudden, once you reach the boundaries of the haram, you see this huge, like a monument thingy, right? Like this safe, like the swords, today they made it. And then you see a sign. What does the sign say? Muslims this way, keep going. Non-Muslims, make a right. Non-Muslims, swing. Right. Muslims only are allowed. This particular ayah is the ayah that prohibits non-Muslims from entering the haram. Tahir bayti, tahir bayti, purify my house from what? By the way, what kind of tahara? Since you know, you may say, but listen, I just took a bath. I'm very clean. I just took a bath. I'm really, really clean. Purify. What kind of purification are we talking about here? Is it physical purification or spiritual purification? The spiritual purification. Tahara al-nafs. Tahara min al-shirk. Tahara from shirk. Shirk, you cannot enter the haram. You know, so purify my house. Purify my sacred area. Purify the sanctuary of this bait from إِنَّ الْمُشْرِكِينَ إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسْ فَلَا يَقْرَبُوا الْمَجْرَ الْحَرَمَ بَعْدَ عَمِهِمْ هَذَا in Surah At-Tawbah. Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed that. Al-Mushrikun, they are najas. This is why not Mash Umm Salama. Bint Abu Sufyan. Umm Habiba. Umm Habiba. This is why Umm Habiba, when Abu Sufyan came in to visit her, his daughter, and then he went to sit on the bedding of Rasulullah, she pulled it out. She says, no, this is the bedding of Rasulullah, I can't sit on it. Why? Because anta mushrik najas. Because you're mushrik najas, you're not pure. Is she talking about the purification of the body or the purification of the soul? Then here it's not the purification of the body, the purification of the soul. So Allah says, the mushrikun, they are najas, let them not approach al-Masjid al-Haram. The Masjid of al-Haram. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying here, Tahir ya Muhammad, ya Ibrahim. And then the message to Rasulullah later on, Tahir bayti min al-shirk. Do you know that 360 idols used to be there? Ya Muhammad, you need to purify this house, this Kaaba, this home from these idols that were there. 360 idols, they need to be purified, they need to be destroyed. This is purification. The very first person who introduced the Ibadat al-Asnam in the Arab Peninsula, the great grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Amr ibn al-Lu'ay. Amr ibn al-Lu'ay, the Prophet saw him in hellfire, his walking, his guts coming out. People used to be in the Millat Ibrahim. They used to be following the Millah of Ibrahim. They were Muwahidun. But then this man, Amr ibn al-Lu'ay, he used to travel to Sham and other countries, you know, for trade. And then he saw the people of Sham, the Romans at the time, they were worshipping idols. What are you worshipping? There's something new. We never know something like that. He says, yeah. We only are asking them to mediate between us and Allah. Oh, that's nice. Then he took one and then he brought it to Mecca. He brought Hubal. The master of their idols is called Hubal. And then other tribes had their own idols. So what happened was, whenever the Arab Quraysh used to do some trade and they used to pass by, they needed to pass by, is it Isha at 9 o'clock, صح?
9? Yeah. Okay, 2 minutes, inshallah. Whenever they used to pass by any tribe, they feel their business, because they could be bandits, people who will attack them. So they had a treaty, a deal with every tribe. Listen, we go through our tijara, our trade, peacefully. In return, you guys, we will take your idol, we put it in Mecca. Huh? How about that? Good deal, good deal. So had a, we put an angel, astaghfirullah. We put an idol here, we put an idol there. This belonged to this tribe, that belonged to the tribe. So that secured the trade of Quraysh. The Quraysh became the what? So look at the tijara. This is why they didn't want to believe in Rasulullah. They knew he was Rasul, but they did not believe, because it's all financial. Because now what happened? All the other tribes, those who have idols and those who don't have no idols in Mecca, they also are traders, so they went to Quraysh. Yeah, Quraysh, since you guys are, it became like the hub. You act like the middleman, because the other tribes have given you, safety of passage. So we have our tijara, you take care of our business, our trade, and then in return we'll pay you. It was a big business for them. Tahir Bayti. All this has to be pure. Everything here has to be purified. The masjid, and even when we talk about physical purification, the subhanAllah, the cleanliness that happens in Mecca, I've never seen it in any masjid all over the world. Go do your research. Until today. 24/7. Washrooms, carpets. You know the carpets in Mecca? It's been said that the carpets, if you were to lay them one next to the other, they will go from Mecca to Jeddah, like 90 kilometers of carpets around Mecca, around the Bayt al-Haram. And they all get cleaned on a daily basis and sanitized and perfumed with the ma' al-zahar, ma' al-ward, the rose water. Like when you go and then you pray, you see them sometimes coming and spraying, subhanAllah, that beautiful smell for people to tahir bayti ya lit-ta'ifin wal 'akifin wa ruk'i sujud. Purify my house. Every spot is cleaned. Everything is meticulously cleaned there. Tahir bayti lit-ta'ifin wal 'akifin wa ruk'i sujud. Wa idh qala Ibrahim wa rabbi ij'al hadha baladan amina warzuq ahlihi min ath-thamarati man amana minhum billahi wal yawmil akhir. And Ibrahim, he called upon his Lord, اجعل هذا البلد آمنا. This is the dua of Ibrahim. Brothers and sisters, this is nice. After he finished, he made a dua. Why? Next week, right? Next week. Yeah. Because you have to understand why he made that dua. And how Allah has it. Because later on he's going to say, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ رَبَّنَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمِينَ لَكَ. See, we'll keep making du'as, him and his son together. Just like you and your son making du'a. You're making du'a and your son is saying Ameen. This is something nice. Ibrahim and Ismail. Ibrahim is making du'a, Ismail Ameen. Why did they make du'a? We'll talk about that inshallah time next week. Any comments, suggestions before we pour the tea, inshallah? Tafadl. Something maybe I missed?
No, you mentioned that
Nuh. Before Ibrahim. Before, no, I said بعد Ibrahim alayhi salam. Imam, قالوا حتى نوح أو حتى أي نبي قبله قالوا والله أعلم بس إمام اللي هو for sure the Imams that came after Ibrahim alayhi salam ومنهم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ملة
إبراهيم. إبراهيم أبو الأنبياء يعني كل الأنبياء من بعد إبراهيم. من بعد
هو أبوهم. وآدم وشيت وآدم ممكن صح الله أعلم. Any prophet who came after Ibrahim, he is the father, because Ibrahim is nicknamed the father of all prophets. But some said except those that came before him, like Nuh, Idris, Shit, Adam. Allahu A'lam. Tafaddal Abu Umar. Brother Yusuf, welcome. Wakey wakey. Thank you for coming. Tafaddal. سمعناك. Why he is called Khalilullah, Khalilur Rahman. Khalil means from the khulla or khilla, يعني يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة. الخلة is the companionship, the guardianship. خليل, خليل means my best friend, and he fulfilled all his obligations, all the tests. He indeed deserved that nickname to be the Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like Musa is Kalimullah, and Prophet Muhammad is Khalilullah. Now, are you all good? Just give us the tea, Shaykh. Please, please, please give us the tea and let us get out of here. Allah? جزاكم الله خير بارك الله فيكم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. Please help me with the